Kyle, that was an episode to record. All right.
It sure was.
Man, oh man, how many times I had to stop. Real talk, everybody.
It happens.
Welcome to the Trophy Room after the hunt, the after show to the Trophy Room. You can look forward to each and every week over on patreon.com/PS Trophy Room. Let me tell you something about this show. First off, I finally found my footing when we're talking about the PlayStation 4 memories. That show, I have learned, maybe, unless it's a live show, we just record at night. Because things are less chaotic at night.
Yeah.
The kids got out of school. My dog needed to let me know about it, right? My mother got the mail. She got distracted by the neighbors. Ended up hosting her own podcast outside. And of course, because we're Hispanic, we're just extra and very loud. So, like, real talk, if you're like, was Joe off his game? Yes. Joseph was very distracted.
You weren't. Right, I know you were thinking you were. You weren't.
All right, good. Thank goodness.
Believe me, that was also a slow start for me, because I was drinking White Claw, and it was, I don't know what was happening, but, like, it just took over White Claw, the voice box. I'm like, yeah. Oh.
When I noticed it was a White Claw, I was like, uh-oh, Kyle's gonna party. Kyle's partying today.
My back hurts. I need something.
Daddy needs his go-go juice.
Yeah.
Kyle, okay, listen. I don't have, like, a meaty, like, main topic for you. Okay?
I know. I have some questions. Some small questions.
Okay, what's some questions?
Still PlayStation-related, because it's on my mind. Do I trade in my last was Part 2 DualShock 4 and the gold wireless headset? If I'm trading in my PlayStations, right? I'm trading in my basic PS4 to GameStop. A friend is buying the Spider-Man PS4 Pro off of me.
Oh, okay.
So that is gone. I won't have a need for the headset. And the controller will just be all nice and pretty. Sitting, like, in the TV stand, or it's not going to fit in the Last of Us shelf over there. That thing's jam-packed in the cabinet, so.
Here's why I'm saying get rid of it, because I got rid of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why, and you'll understand it's a pet peeve of me. It had, when it came out, when I unboxed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how it has, like, all the controllers have that weird sticker in the back for some reason?
Yeah.
And I hate it so very much. Uh-huh. The sticker was already peeling on the back, and it was just very distracting. It was hitting one of my fingers, and I was like, if I tear this out, it's going to look ugly. If I hold this, it's going to piss me off. I could only hold, like, a couple of controllers or keep a couple of them. So which one am I keeping? Which one am I tossing?
Mm.
I decided to keep the God of War one was breaking, so I think I sold that one.
Okay.
So the Last of Us one. God of War one also came defective. And Sony was just like, we'll give you a black controller. I was just like, you get that shit out of my sight. I kept the Spider-Man one. I kept the 500 million.
See, that's thing. Another conundrum I'm running into is, do I get rid of that nice blue translucent $500 million?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then I have the classic PlayStation one, which I will. My brother invested in a 3D printer. Oh. And he's making all sorts of gadgets and gizmos.
Sweet.
I'm like, make me a stand for my DualShock. And he's just like, I'm going to make a Kermit the Frog. I'm like, no, make a goddamn controller stand. He's like, I'm going to make you a Kermit the Frog. So
I love how that's the first thing he wants to make is a Kermit. That's awesome.
Oh, no, that's a Family Guy reference.
Oh,
it's where a guy's at a tattoo shop. He's like, I want a picture of like a bull. He's like, I'm going to make a Kermit the Frog. I said a bull. Oh, I'm going to do a Kermit the Frog. But yeah, so, like, that's what so I have three controllers I'm going to display and the rest I'm tossing. That one was the toss pile.
I don't know. The headset I'm more akin to trading in.
Why are you wanting to trade in the headset?
What was that?
Why are you trading in the headset?
Well, I'm getting the Pulse headset.
Oh, okay.
There's no point in it.
Fair.
But it's real pretty. I like the etching on the band. It's just
honestly,
like,
the Pulse, once you get a handle or once you get used to it, you have to really break it in. And then you're like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
I like this. So, and for the price, they actually sound really good as well.
Okay.
They sound a little bit better than the gold headsets. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that Tempest sound, though.
I'm excited to see what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the thing. I don't know about you. This is where we're getting a little fanboyish, if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
My Xbox, first and foremost, it's Costco is shipping it. Don't know when it's arriving. I think it's actually supposed to arrive on the 12th.
Which I'm I like, didn't realize you were getting an Xbox.
Yes, because it's something with me where I need to get the latest and greatest thing.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, it's consumerism. I don't question. I just consume.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm a day one adopter for anything PlayStation. Yeah. From the, but I did not think you were getting a Series X as right at the start.
Honestly, I'm not really excited for it. While I was driving, I was like, should I just get the S? It kind of because like this is my Game Pass machine. That was the thing. Like, I'm just sold on no load. Times as well. Like, Sean Capri needed me to do like a video for him, like showcasing the loading times. And we were playing Sea of Thieves, and he just loaded in like snap. Damn. Like, it was insane. I was just like, okay, I need to get this. So the other thing that makes me like warrant that console purchase is like, well, if I'm playing on my PS5 and I hop onto the one, I'm like, ugh, it's gonna be torture. Mm. So. But for me, I'm like, I didn't get, obviously, COVID was a thing. I drove around to trade in my Xbox One X. But first and foremost, I cannot stress this enough. I like that PlayStation's doing only online. You want this console? Only online. Because I saw the GameStop lines. No one was wearing masks. No one was social distancing. So stupid. It was a shit show.
So stupid.
So stupid. So after seeing it a few of them, I was just like, I'm going to wait a sec. Before I trade this in, I ain't getting the Rona for something I'm not even excited about. Stuff
like that makes me feel like we're the ones that are insane. Are we the only ones that realize that this fucking thing is dangerous and you shouldn't be out and about without a mask and around other people? Am I stupid for thinking that?
For wanting to protect other people, maybe.
Listen, if I get it, I'm dead. I, like, take it fucking seriously.
Yeah, but my immune system's really good. I had, like... Three you had Flintstone your Flintstone gummies.
Vitamins? Yeah. Damn it! Yes!
Nailed it! On the same brain length. Holy shit. Yeah, man. Like, I'm immune. I heard once you get it, you become immune. Good source on that one. Told me that.
I mean, I invested in Clorox. That hasn't helped, so, like...
Yeah. I heard if you go out into the sun, it also kills it. Mm. So, like, for me, like, yeah, like, Xbox, I'm not really even excited for it. I cannot wait for the PlayStation 5. Like, I am so fucking ready for this thing.
I usually hate waking up early. Thursday morning? Dude, I'm waking up right early at 8 a.m.
Yep.
I don't have to be... I think GameStop's doing it at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stroll on over there when I can. I'll wait in the parking lot. As soon as those gates open up, I am rushing in.
Yeah.
I'm taking it, and then... Sorry, girls, I'm not helping you with schoolwork today. I'm playing Astro's Playroom. I'm playing Bugsnax. I'm playing Miles. I'm going to die a million frickin' times in Demon's Souls. Leave me alone.
I can't wait. Don't get me this hyped. Don't get me this hyped. How dare you? For me, yeah, I'm waiting right near the door. Like, I'm going to wake up at 6. I don't know
in
how
your
I'm
going to PJs sleep. Sitting on the floor in front of the door, like...
Oh, no. Dude, I'm in my tidy whities. You kidding me? So I'm going to be tidy whity, one sock off, one sock on. It was signing the thing. The guy's going to look at me weird. I'm like, whatever. I am who I am. This is my house, sir. And so, yeah, I'm going to get that PlayStation, man. I'm just so excited. Like... For me, my first game, I think we talked about this on the show before, but definitely going to be Astro's. Like, I'm really, like, the thing I'm most excited for is the haptic feedback, because everybody's been really pitching this thing as to be something, like, we've never really felt before.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm so on board for Miles. I got emotional at the launch trailer. And then, like, Demon's Souls, I'm just so on board with. My question for you, Kyle...
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like the episode to be out on Friday. So we're going to play it, and I'm assuming we get like a taste of all the games. Like, we have a little appetizer, a little buffet, as you were. Like, maybe we focus on playing
a sampler
A sampler plate. What I was thinking is, because I don't know how many games, maybe we tackle this right here, right now. We play like an hour of each game so that we're ready for. When we record at around, we usually record at 9. Would that be good? Because assume we have to unbox both of them, make that video, edit them. Mm-hmm. Like, usually unboxing videos are super easy to do. So, like, they take about an hour or two. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, have that little appetizer of all the things.
I would like to say, yeah, I'll be ready by 9.
Yeah.
But knowing me, I will still probably help out the girls from school.
So maybe it's going to be like a late night trophy room.
Maybe. I'll try my best. Of course, I just want to sit here and play games, but
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just like our a bare opinions of what, you know what, Kyle, play what you can play. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
No, don't stress the small stuff. For me, yeah, like my routine that day is going to wait by the door, get that console, unbox it, do that video, have that close up, plug the console in, and I would love to do also a video on transferring save data.
Oh, yeah.
Cause how that works. Yeah. Because I have a lot of things on that PlayStation 4 Pro that I would like to be carried over. And then after I do that, you know, put those videos up, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I want to just start streaming, like Astros, and just like streaming my first hour Astros. Put that on YouTube. Stream the first hour of Miles. Put that on YouTube. Stream first hour of Demon Souls. Put that on YouTube. And then it's like it's 8 o'clock and I'm sad. And then we're recording and then I'm tired. This sounds daunting.
It really does.
Yeah. So that's where my head's at. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so excited though. Like all that does sound like a lot of work. All of it, I'm just like, how do I get to the games? ASAP, but like how? When?
And that's just assuming we set it up and we immediately jump into a game. I'm going to go through that UI a whole bunch so I can get more familiar with it. I want to see what this mysterious media tab looks like that no one's allowed to talk about or show off yet.
Shit, yeah.
So there's going to be a lot, just not even gaming-wise, that I'm going to want to dive into. And, man, excited.
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day.
I'm super excited, man.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, right? Okay, like, we have so much to do. Not even
just the PS5. So directly across from me is the only window in the basement. Where I can see outside. It's
gonna be so hot.
What?
It's gonna be very hot. Is that what you're saying? I'm trying to.
No. My PlayStation's behind me. I'm saying like in front of me. There's a little window, a sliver, so I can see outside. And while I was talking to you, a shadow went across the window, and it took me like 3 seconds to realize. Oh, my nieces are outside. I was like, I'm dead. There's a ghost. There's a demon.
Right.
Okay. We've been mostly talking about PlayStation on this after show.
Sure.
Let me tell you about something freaky that happened the other night down here.
You believe in ghosts?
I always did, but 100%. I think there's a ghost down here with me. Okay. I was sitting in my chair right here. And I think I was watching like a paranormal show on YouTube where they were going to the Conjuring house.
Okay.
And my hair moved. Just moved out of nowhere. Like, it felt like someone picked up my hair and then dropped it. Like a big,
like a gentle breeze rolled by and
it felt like someone took a clump of my hair, lifted up, and then just dropped it down. I was like, huh, that's weird. 5 seconds later, I felt something drop on my head. I was like, okay, things are getting crazy now. Right. And there was nothing. I couldn't find anything anywhere. And then 2-3 minutes go by. Alexa starts playing Taylor Swift. I didn't say the word Alexa. I didn't say play music. I rewound the video. Nothing came close to saying the words to activate that Alexa in there. And then I heard a loud bang in this room. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. And I go upstairs. I'm going to probably be dead by a spectral force. I played too much Phasmophobia. It's came out of my PC and it's coming after me, Joe.
Here's the thing. I'm a big giant baby, right? Like, I can't do scary stuff. It's not in my DNA. Don't believe in ghosts whatsoever.
Why?
Doesn't exist. It's just science, dude.
You haven't had any experiences whatsoever that you can't explain?
I mean, yeah, but, like, that's when I was a kid and I was a stupid idiot. But, like, for me...
That's fair.
And I get my call, you a big stupid idiot for believing ghosts? Yes. And anyone that believes in ghosts? Absolutely. My friend says she has, this is really where I think this was the tipping point for me where I'm just like, believing in ghosts is stupid. My best friend, one of my good friends, not best friend, sorry, I hate her, Lindsay, and I'll just call her out now. Lindsay believes she has, quote unquote, the gift. That she can reach the paranormal.
Okay.
And that she has a sixth sense.
Okay.
And I'm saying, Lindsay, you're just an alcoholic. That's not ghosts. That's the Smirnoff talking to you, buddy, you know? Yeah.
Here's an idea. And okay. this can't happen.
Until... I'll go in the bathroom right now. I'll say Bloody Mary times.
No, 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 no. That's hokey.
I'll read the Satanic Bible. That'll creep me out a little bit, but then, like, Satan ain't gonna pop out. I would
never.
You have some good ideas. When... Don't knock until you try it.
Once COVID is over, and there's a viable vaccine, and we're good to go in public and be around each other. Whatever that is, that Halloween, we go investigate a paranormal thing in person. I'll be haunted fine. House. Me, you, and we can find someone that has all the gear, and let's fucking do it. I'll dress up
as a Ghostbuster if that's what you're asking. I'll do that.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking for you to go in, open-minded, and experience paranormal stuff.
I just think I'm going to get murdered. It's not by a ghost or some type of apparition. I think just some guy that's like, on crack is going to kill me. Like when I'm looking, like there's like a road. I think it's called Clinton Road near us.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
You turn off your lights and like the thing goes. Like,
I don't believe that. I don't think that's a thing.
But then you go up like Jersey has a lot of haunted shit.
Yeah. You also have a devil.
I mean,
Lucifer, Lord of Lies.
Where's that remake, Sony? Where's the Jersey Devil remake?
Jersey Devil is here.
When I like West Milford has like a tunnel that's like has a lot of like Antichrist stuff, like a lot of Satanist stuff. That stuff will freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff will freak me out. Like devil stuff, fine. That you got me there just because it's like it's the devil. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've heard a lot of not so great things about that guy. Mm-hmm. So, like, that stuff freaks me out. The occult freaks me out. But I don't believe in, like, demons or anything. I just think I'm going to be taken by, like, a guy in a hood. They're going to be, like, someone's going to call mommy and, like, rip my heart out. That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
It's not like a little troll is going to come by with a trident and, like, knock me out, you know?
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. But I'm also not a spiritual person.
That's okay.
So, like, I'm just like, it's whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe in, like, other things like that? Nah.
Nah, Kyle, you're a dumb fucking idiot.
And Lindsay, you're on notice. No, I know. It's just like, whatever. It's like probably the wind.
I get it.
Something science. And that's the thing, too. I'm not like a, you know, I have the scientific explanation. It's just like. Nah, I ain't never seen that shit, ain't he real? I'm the guy that dies third in the horror movie. You know, the guy that's just like, you know what, guys? I'm out of here. This isn't haunted. It's not
that serious.
And then decapitated immediately. You know?
Yeah.
You know what does freak me out, though?
What?
Midsommar.
Just rename it.
Don't trust white people 101. The wider they are, the more mistrust.
Don't go to weird festivals happening in the middle of nowhere in Europe.
No one. You know, just don't do it. And if you feel like, oh, I think this is a little sketchy, everybody's kind of weird, there's a lot of incest vibes going on, just leave. Just leave. And when you see people walk off a cliff, you don't need an explanation. You just leave.
At that point, we have evolved as a society to be like, no, that's fucked up. I gotta go. I'm not here to observe people killing themselves.
Yeah.
I'm out. I don't care. I'll write about it in the history book that this is what happened, and then I left because I can't do it.
If we're in some type of encampment, all right, and like I didn't see you for 3 hours. I'm like, Kyle's dead. I'm going. You know, like if it's always in those things in horror movies, like, where's Jeff? I haven't seen him. Afternoon, Jessica, did you see him? No, James, no, I didn't. And so, it's just like, hold on.
In that scenario, Joe, we're in an encampment, right? I'm gone for 3 hours.
Yes.
Your instinct is just to fucking leave and not try to find me?
No, because that's how they all die.
Or call my phone or anything?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to call the phone, but then they're going to be like,
I thought first you were like, oh, Kyle's gone for the hour. Oh, I'm gone. See you later.
But
bye.
Like, okay, peace. But if I call you and there's like a long pause, like, I'm like, hey, Kyle, is everything fine? And you're like, yeah, everything's okay. I'm like, obviously something's wrong. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I'm booking it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get blockbustered. That's not what I'm about. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No slow death for me. I'm going nearest train out of there. Whatever the case may be. And oh, best of luck to you, by the way.
Fare thee well, Kyle. It's nice to know you.
Fare thee well. You know, I got that Puerto Rican spirit in me. If I know something, I feel like, you know, the Puerto Rican side of me knows what's up, knows when the danger's happening. And the white person in me is like, no, go ahead. Like the European in me, go ahead, be a little dangerous. And the Puerto Rican side's like, nah, you're not that white. You can come back. I'm like, okay. And like, you know, I run for the hills. I know better. White people, you guys are thrill seekers and I just don't get it. Like, I'm going to go bungee jumping. It's like, why, dude?
It's like bungee. I hate being generalized because it's so true. And it's, I'm the furthest from that, but I get it. I get it. I've seen people at Coachella and Burning Man. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. See,
dude, I'm not doing that, man. That is too risky. Uh-uh. Goodness gracious. Okay, so we know that I'm not a good friend and I will leave you to die. Yeah. We found out we're both very excited for PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good episode.
Yeah.
All things considered, you know what I mean? This has been great. Kyle, that's been the Trophy Room, the after show. Within a few hours, we'll have it. It'll be ours. PlayStation 5. We'll talk about it.
Oh,
we'll have a fun old time, as the kids say. All that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, we love you. Keep your wits about you. And keep playing Patreon.
PlayStation.
Keep playing PlayStation.
There it is.